Alexa, who are we reviewing today?
This is The Conversation at thisistheconversation.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. And on this show, we pick a random podcast, or in this case, somebody went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and said, hey, I'd like to cut in line. We're going to be checking out This Is The Conversation. And what's interesting is their website is thisistheconversation.com. And when I go there, I was really surprised that there is no button to subscribe in iTunes. That was a bit of a head scratcher. I can see you on Spreaker and I can get you on Stitcher, but if I actually want this episode, I can't go to iTunes. That's kind of different. But as I dig into this episode, why don't you take a second and listen to this?
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Well, I can't really tell you what their description is in iTunes, because after looking, they're not in iTunes. That boggles my mind as a person who's been doing podcasting for 12 years, but okay. Here's what it says on their website. The Conversation is a website that harnesses the power of social media to find the best of the trending topics across the internet and provides a place for people to have great conversations on those topics, as long as that place isn't iTunes, where about 60% of people are finding their podcast. Oh, that's actually not on their website. I just added that. The Conversation website is also the home of the Conversation Survey Panel. The Conversation Survey Panel solicits businesses who are in need of information or participants to fill existing surveys. There's no mass email sent to millions with only a few thousand spots to respond and get paid. If you get sent a survey and you respond before the deadline, you're guaranteed to be paid directly into your PayPal account via your PayPal-enabled email address you provide in the application process. I get the feeling I've been had as I read this. To apply for the Conversation Survey Panel, go to their website, yada, yada, yada. So the episode that we're listening to is basically they do a recap every day of the news, and we're listening to something from June 15th. And again, if you go to their website, I can listen to them on Spreaker, on Stitcher, on Google Play, and I can get their RSS feed, but there's no link to iTunes. Wow. Okay. And it goes a little something like this.
As we suspected, many of the conversations directed towards Arlington and the baseball practice that turned into a shootout yesterday. Representative Steve Solis of Louisiana shot in that melee. And, of course, he's still dealing with his injuries in critical condition as we speak.
Anybody else feel like you walked into the middle of a movie?
A shooting in a UPS facility in San Francisco happening. And at the time, reporting at least six dead in a massive London high-rise blaze that's turned into about 17 dead. And they suspect no more live survivors will be found in that building. But we did have some happier conversations, some interesting conversations, and maybe some historic conversations. We'll talk about all the big conversations we had yesterday. This is a Daily Recap podcast for June 15th, 2017.
Okay, well, that was weird.
And welcome to the podcast. My name is Jay Cleveland Payne. I am your host for This Is The Conversation. I do the moderations of the conversations we have on our social media and at the website, thisistheconversation.com. Now, we like to think we're having the best conversations with you out there, and you are the best people to have conversations with. Regular people out there who have found us and are looking for ways to communicate on some of the biggest topics of the day. Now, the best way you can help us by doing this is, number one, just being plugged into what we're going on. In real time, we put the messages out on social media and our website. So follow us on Twitter, TH_conversation. Follow us on Facebook, This Is The Conversation. And follow us at thisistheconversation.com. And, of course, share us with a few friends who are like-minded into big-time conversations and news stories. We tried not to get bogged down by the long-standing breaking news, although yesterday was hard as everything here in the States focused a lot on Steve Scalise and what went down at the ballpark in Arlington. Also, we want to make sure you get a chance to get a little money in your check. We're going to pay you directly via your PayPal account by signing up for the Conversation Survey Panel. Go to the Conversation Survey Panel link. It's at thisistheconversation.com/survey panel. Fill out a quick form, a quick little survey.
Money for nothing.
If we find a survey that you qualify for, something that you're interested in, we'll send you a link. If you fill it out, we'll pay you directly into your PayPal account. We can't get you rich, but we will make sure you know that your opinions are being heard by various companies and people who need your opinions. This is theconversation.com/survey panel to make that happen.
Okay.
Now let's go ahead and get into the stories for today.
Yes.
Obviously the most traffic story of the day from us, especially from a standpoint as we are here in the States, was the shooting by the gunman at the ballpark. And it was listed, at least we put it down as a public ballpark event. It was not a public baseball event, I should say. It wasn't a public baseball event. What happens is every year the Congress has two baseball games, or a baseball game and a softball game, for charity. They have the members of the House and Senate, because there's so many of them, play Republicans versus Democrats for a big charity baseball game. And then the women have a softball game where they have the there's not as many women in Congress. So it's all the women in Congress essentially on one team versus a media team, a team of folks in the media, reporters and producers and whatnot. That will happen next week for the women's softball team. The men's softball game happens tonight at Washington National Stadium. What was going on yesterday morning, the Republican team was doing some practice. They've been practicing for a few weeks, getting there around 6:30, practicing until about 7:45, 8 o'clock, then going on to deal with Congress work. Yesterday, they were attacked by a gunman, the gunman who was named as James T. Hodgkinson, who later on we found had some pretty pretty wild ideas against the Republican side of the party, although he has some pretty wild ideas against the Hillary side of the Democratic Party, a big-time Bernie Sanders supporter, apparently, who may have worked on a campaign in some volunteer role. They couldn't find anything official in the Bernie Sanders campaign roster. Plus, Senator Sanders, of course, spoke out against this guy, saying that violence in any fashion is unnecessarily and intolerable in our society. The big thing that went down was, of all the people that were injured, two of them were police officers, or at least members of the Capitol Police Force, as part of Steve Scalise's security team. And because he is the minority whip, the third member, third highest powerful person in the House, he always had security around. None of the other senators had any real security. It was an open ballpark at a YMCA in a residential neighborhood. The man came out and literally came out of nowhere and shot out of right field, if you will, with a high-powered rifle and a handgun.
Play ball!
He was attacked or fought back by the forces that were brought by Steve Scalise in his detail, plus Arlington police were able to get on the scene in about 3 minutes.
All right, so I did something that I normally don't do. I went back and listened to the beginning of this again, and it's interesting because, of course, this is old news. This news was 5 days old as I record this. And so he started off the broadcast assuming I knew what he was talking about. And I'm like, hey, blah, 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 Arlington, blah, 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 and Steve Scalise. And I'm like, who's Steve Scalise? What? So on one hand, I understand why he assumed I knew what he was talking about, because on the 15th, this is all anybody was talking about. But realize a podcast is time shifted. And the one thing I was kind of surprised for, I like the fact that it's not the news show. Here is the news, and here is a very serious person talking about the news in that news voice where everything does, where the da-da-da. Okay, so I kind of liked it was more of a conversation. What I was surprised for a news show is we're kind of missing the who, what, when, where, and how, at least easily, because it was like, so to me, if I had to do that, I'd be like, hey, if you haven't heard this, down in Washington, D.C., bunch of senators were playing the game. The ladies are on one team, media's on the other one, and this guy comes out and starts popping people, or however you would like to word that. You know, get to the, because I was like, I think he knows what he's talking about. But it was, so I kind of like the idea that it's a news show that's not delivered in such a formal manner. But on the other hand, don't get so informal that you don't get to the who, what, when, where, and why. So it's an interesting show. Audio quality was good. Obviously, very stripped down. There's no production music, and that's fine. You don't have to have that. For me, the intro, I was like, what's he talking about? But again, I understand why. So I would say always treat like, you know, don't forget about your first time listener. And maybe, for me at least, make that intro where you're doing the tease a little, you know, get to the point. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We've got a bunch of senators got shot. We'll talk about this. We're going to talk about yada, yada, yada. We're going to talk about this and this and that and this and that. And then roll the intro music. Because I really thought he kept going on so long that I'm like, oh, I guess there is no intro. And then he went to the intro. So, you know, a tease is supposed to be that, a tease, and then get to the stuff. That's, again, just my first opinion on this. But audio quality was good. Seems to, and he's basing, I'm assuming, these conversations on what's popular on the website. Still very confused why you're not in iTunes. You're missing a huge, huge potential to grow your audience. And the other thing about, you know, get paid to take a survey, that one's up to you. But to me, I would put that towards the end or in the middle, something. You know, do a couple stories. If you have multiple stories, do the first story, get to something to listen to, and make that story the best one out of the bunch. And then say, hey, did you like this story? Did you know you could get paid for sharing your opinion on this? And then do that. I don't know that I would lead with a commercial, especially one that's going to be that long. If it's a 15-second commercial where, hey, you can make money sharing your opinion. For more information, go to thisistheconversation.com/survey, blah, blah, blah. So that's just me. I'm always really worried about that first impression. So in the end, not a horrible show. Great audio, right to the point, talking about the news in a kind of casual kind of way. And if you'd like to have your show on the Podcast Rodeo Show, just go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button. In the next episode of the Podcast Rodeo Show, we'll be looking at the Cinema Guys podcast. And if you want a full review of your show, we're talking from head to foot, left, right. We're talking content. We're talking technology. We're talking website. Go over to podcastreviewshow.com. We look at your whole show. In fact, Eric, who's my co-host on that, with 30 years of radio experience, actually usually listens to the show multiple times, as do I. We really, really dig deep into your show. If you're interested in that, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. And until then, this is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to enjoy your ride.